For Tuesday, August 4th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. As we were yesterday, we're staying with the very same scripture. That's Luke chapter 18, verse 31. I'm going to read through that section again. This is, as a reminder, where Jesus foretells of his death for a third time. So again, that's Luke chapter 18, verse 31 is where I'll start. Grab your Bible, open there with me if you would. This is what the Word of God teaches. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated, and get spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion, "The Brave Comradeship of God." And this is what he wrote. "The bravery of God in trusting us. You say, but he has been unwise to choose me because there is nothing in me. I am not of any value. That is why he chose you. As long as you think there is something in you, God cannot choose you because you have ends of your own to serve. But if you have let him bring you to the end of your self-sufficiency, and he can choose you to go with him to Jerusalem, and that will mean the fulfillment of purposes which he does not discuss with you. We are apt to say that because a man has natural ability, therefore he will make a good Christian. It is not a question of our equipment, but of our poverty. Not of what we bring with us, but of what God puts into us. Not a question of natural virtues, of strength of character, knowledge and experience. All of that is of no avail in this matter. The only thing that avails is that we are taken up into the big compelling of God and made his comrades. The comradeship of God is made up out of men who know their poverty. He can do nothing with the man who thinks that he is of use to God. As Christians, we are not out for our own cause at all. We are out for the cause of God, which can never be our cause. We do not know what God is after, but we have to maintain our relationship with him, whatever happens. We must never allow anything to injure our relationship with God. If it does get injured, we must take time and get it put right. The main thing about Christianity is not the work we do, but the relationship we maintain and the atmosphere produced by that relationship. That is all God asks us to look after. And it is the one thing that is being continually assailed. I trust that you've been both encouraged and challenged by today's devotion. May I encourage you to do something additional today. Go back and listen to yesterday's devotion, and then listen to today's devotion again, because these two devotions tie directly to the devotion that we're going to go through tomorrow. Yes, it's a three-part devotion based on Luke chapter 18, verses 31 to 34. I look forward to meeting with you again tomorrow morning. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.